Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
The 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo will feature hundreds of Oklahoma FFA members competing and actively participating in Indianapolis. I'll be covering their drive to be the very best in the blue and gold, and I want to say thanks to the Oklahoma FFA Association and Oklahoma FFA alumni for supporting our efforts to report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, and our daily email and via social media, including Twitter, Facebook, and Flickr. Catch our FFA updates starting October 28th from Indy.
Well, packers and feeders still have a lot of work to do before the end of the week today, although a few additional cattle sold yesterday. Not very many. Looks like it was steady with what we saw earlier in the week. Packer interest should improve, though, throughout the morning, although it could be mid to late afternoon before two sides can agree on any new trade. Both sides will continue to hold their line through much of the morning. Now, the asking price is $114 to $113 in our part of the country, and we saw trade earlier in the week at about $112. Lean hog futures expected mixed in early trade today. The ability for hog futures to end the day yesterday following aggressive triple-digit morning losses is viewed as bullish, but it's uncertain if this support will continue through the end of the week. The entire market's starting to get tired of the will-they-or-won't-they news cycle and mentality when it comes to China and a partial trade agreement. On the grains, mixed wheat prices with Chicago wheat attempting its fifth straight lower close, while Kansas City posts small gains. In addition, December Chicago wheat will be going for its second straight lower weekly close for the first time since July. Export sales did not come in better than expected yesterday at 18.1 million bushels versus the 12.4 million bushels needed weekly to hit the USDA forecast. Total commitments of 535.5 million bushels, almost exactly the five-year average, while commitments as a percentage of the USDA forecast at 56.3% is behind the five-year average. The corn prices are a touch weaker from the overnight, following through on yesterday's lower close, although the late session rally helped December settle well off the lows of the day. Skepticism remains about the U.S.-China trade deal, with media outlets quoting officials who are expressing doubt about China following through on the suggested dollar amount worth of ag purchases. And on the soybean prices, they're slightly higher from the overnight, adding to yesterday's bounce, posting new lows for the move and the lowest trade since October 8. We're going to check all the futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
December live cattle down 107, 117.22. February down 75 cents, 122.35. November feeder cattle down 27, 147.60. January's down 12 cents at 144.67. December hogs up 22 cents, $66. February's up 5 cents at 73.32. Kansas City wheat, December up 1.5 yesterday, 419.75. March up 1.75 at 432.25. Chicago wheat, December down 0.5, 508.75. March was down 0.25. 514.75. December corn down 0.75 yesterday at 390. The March down 0.75 at 398.75. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.